Oh, let's go for Prudence.
Hello, I'm Prudence.
Hello, Prudence.
Have we met before?
No.
Well, it's nice to meet you.
Yeah.
How are you today?
I'm doing grand. How about you? Oh, sorry.
I'm afraid I can't answer any questions. Can you tell me about how your day has been?
My day's been pretty low-key. Just kind of read at home and came here to do a certain somebody's experiment. So.
Have you had a productive day?
Not really, no.
Well, that's unfortunate. Maybe you need to manage your time a little bit better?
Yeah, maybe.
So, can you tell me what else is going on in your life at the moment?
Let's see, I'm going to a conference meeting next week in London. So I'm kind of reading, preparing for that. Trying to figure out when to take vacation. Then some laboratory stuff. And other than that, that's about it for life.
That sounds interesting. You've quite a lot going on, so you need to manage your time.
Yeah, you could say that.
And have you considered where you might go for holidays?
Yeah, I'm thinking about going to Australia.
Why Australia?
I have a very good friend of mine who is in Perth, and I haven't seen her in about a year and a half. So
you're going to visit?
Yeah, hopefully for 2-3 weeks.
That's quite a while.
Yeah, it's quite a while, but it's quite an expensive ticket, so I have to make my time worthwhile.
Well, that sounds like a good decision.
Mm-hmm, it is. It's very practical.
It does sound very practical. I think we're on the same wavelength.
Uh-huh, I concur.
And so what about your work? How is your work going?
My work is going pretty well right now, actually. Yeah, some very interesting results and some new interesting experiments to be had, and hopefully a couple of publications soon after.
Can you tell me about some of them?
About the publications or the work?
The experiments.
Ah, okay. What I do is I am interested in looking at ways in which we can basically help stroke survivors doing physical rehabilitation maintain their benefits or their... I hate talking about research. Basically trying to find ways to improve physical therapy. So what we use is a way to non-invasively and non-painfully stimulate the brain. Mm-hmm. And through a variety of ways, we try to increase the activity that goes on in the motor cortex, which is responsible for controlling movements in everyone. And what we've come up with is one or two certain techniques that seem to be very promising in influencing this excitability in the cortex.
But that sounds very interesting.
Yeah,
but
I guess.
You don't enjoy talking about it?
Nah, it's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of boring. I like to talk about other things.
What would you like to talk about?
Oh, geez. I don't know. Let's talk about travel.
Okay.
Right. Let's see. I went to the States recently for a week to visit some friends. I went down to Houston. And the reason we went there is absolutely absurd. We went there to see WrestleMania.
That is absurd.
That is absolutely absurd. I concur. But it was fantastic fun. Four guys doing a road trip from Houston to New Orleans as well. Obviously, myself included. And a lot of eating, a lot of drinking, a lot of not talking about research. It was fantastic.
Well, that sounds like it was an excessive trip.
Very excessive.
Do you think that's a good thing?
I think it's good at times. Yeah. I was glad to come back and to live non-excessively for... excuse me, for a while, but it was needed.
Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to talk to somebody else?
Sure. I pick from the other. Okay. Let's go for Poppy.